What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Hey everybody, welcome to Self-Helpless. I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And I'm Kelsey Cook.
And we're super excited, you guys. We have a dope guest this week, the one and only Nikki Glaser.
Yeah. Pew, 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 pew,
pew, pew, pew. We gotta get some sound effects queued up for this next one. We can't keep doing these mouth noises.
Yeah, I'll put an ad on Craigslist for a sound guy.
Yeah. Nikki's like hilarious and had her own show on Comedy Central and is just like a badass comedian.
Yeah,
and
she's a big deal.
She's a big deal. You should know. If you don't, you're stupid.
Yeah.
She's been on Inside Amy Schumer and Trainwreck, all that good stuff. And we also have our November sponsor.
Oh, yes. Dude, hand in hand. Love them. As you guys know, we love this. Oh, my God. This place. You know, we love this place.
I handled the intro, so I don't know why you're.
I'm delaying my intro with our sponsor. How could I do it? Anyway, hand in hand, they sell lotions and soaps that are so awesome. They're packaging is cute for gifts. It feels good. I've been using their essential kit, which is like a soap, then a scrub, and then a lotion, a finishing lotion, if
what
you will,
more
as
do
I said.
You need? Yeah.
Like, feel my skin right now. You know how I have those bumps on the back of my arm? My bumps have gotten better.
Are those keratosis?
It's like, yeah, keratosis pilaris. I scrub it with the sugar scrub, then I put the lotion on it, and it's fantastic. And smell
it. I'm going to try that.
Smell me.
Oh my gosh, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
Orange.
I'm in love with this
Her
product.
Her arm whispers orange when you smell it.
It's the weirdest thing.
It's an amazing product.
It's like an enchanted forest.
It's so good. And you can get the kit that I've been using for $38 at handinhandsoap.com. They've given us a discount code, HELPLESS, in all caps, HELPLESS. You get 15% off. It does expire November 30th at 11:59 p.m., so limited time only. Get it for all your gifts, your holiday gifts. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I just
it
can't
say. It is
super
cute. We're looking at it right now.
It's so cute. Like, oh,
it's hard to get cute lotions.
Like, yes.
When you want to give people gifts and you're like, here's a lotion. They're like, well, this is garbage.
This looks like shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
These are cute.
How cool. It's so
I
pretty.
Want a t-shirt
so
with
nice.
Their logo on it.
And any gender can enjoy the packaging. But my little kit.
Any gender can enjoy the packaging. That was so autistic. I really liked it.
My little kit came in this adorable like little like drawstring bag. It's a little tote bag. I don't know the lingo. Kelsey knows it. Yeah. It's just perfect. And the best part of this company, for every bar of soap you buy, they send a bar of soap and an entire month of clean water to children in need in Haiti.
That's so incredible.
Cool. You buy a bar, they give a bar and water. I mean, it's an amazing company.
This is like, you know what this is like? This is like when you buy someone a gift and they like, you know, you don't know what to get them. So you like donate to a cause. And yeah. People are like, oh, that's really nice, but so I could have gotten.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, this, you get to do both.
It's the best of both worlds. I swear I get products like this all the time for people for gifts. I just feel like it's a nice gift. Everybody uses it. But now you can give this to somebody and also say like, we're doing something nice with this. This company does awesome things. So it's just a no-brainer to me.
Feel good thing
and
in every
low,
way.
It's low prices. It's the same price as any other lotion or anything. And it's just, go to Hand in Hand, you guys. Handinhandsoap.com. We love you.
We love you.
It's always a good way to end anything we say. Just, we love you.
We love you so much.
Just so you haven't. If you haven't heard that today, we love you.
Yeah, I smell really good. And it's all because of you.
It means something coming from Delaney.
Yes. Also, as always, please subscribe to Self Helpless on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and review. We have just the sweetest woman who wrote in, and we got to share this review, and she's going to be our t-shirt of the week. This is from Melissa Jones. She says, I cannot stop listening to these three amazing women. Their view of the world is realistic, thought-provoking, sincere, and effing hilarious. As an intelligent woman who also sees the world through a warped lens, I am in awe that you all have been able to come together and give others a voice of sincere sarcasm.
Oh my God.
When I listen to you, I feel like I have found my own kind, because most of the time I feel like I'm stuck on an island. So thank you, Taylor, Delaney, and Kelsey.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet.
So nice.
That's the nicest. That's so nice. I feel like I'm on an island too, but now I feel like you guys are on it with me.
Exactly. I feel like we're all on the island together now.
Yeah.
And that makes the island way more fun.
Yeah.
And I brought margaritas, so it's going to be an island party.
If I could bring one thing with me to a desert island, it would be Kelsey and Delaney. Delaney brought the margaritas, so we're good. And
yeah.
Kelsey probably has some kind of weighted blanket to help us sleep.
I've got mascara. I keep us looking pretty for each other, I guess. Nobody else around. So Melissa Jones, please email us at selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what size shirt you want. Give us your mailing address, and we will ship you a shirt for free. And if you guys would like to buy a shirt, please go to selfhelplesspodcast.com. And it's a real quick click. It's $25. We ship it for free. It's all easy. So if you want a great shirt, go
boom,
check
boom,
them out.
Boom,
and we'll plug our individuals and Nikki's, and then we'll get into the episode. I'm at Kelsey Cook on Twitter and at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, kelseycook.com for tour dates. And this weekend I'm with Jim Norton in San Francisco and Sacramento, doing 2 theaters with him. So if you're in the Bay Area, that's where we will be.
All right. I'm Delaney Fisher at Delaney Fisher, DelaneyFisher.com. Dicks by Delaney on Etsy. If you want a nice holiday gift for that special someone.
Get a dick mug.
Get a dick mug.
So much.
Yeah.
I am T Tom Comedy on Instagram, Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter, ttomcomedy.com for live dates. I'm going to be at Comedy Works South in Denver, December 6th through the 9th.
Go see her.
Go see
Do
me.
Do it.
And then I'm also going to be at the Helium in St. Louis, December, I believe, 22nd and 23rd.
Amazing.
That's what it is. So yeah. And then I'm headlining Rooster Teeth Feathers January 11th through 13th. So those are mine coming up.
Mark those calendars.
Beautiful.
Mark those calendars.
Nikki is Nikki Glaser, Glaser on Twitter. She is touring all the time. I know she plugged some of her tour dates at the end of this episode, and we just had a great time with her. She's so funny and open always. We talk a lot about like real intense sex stuff and relationships, and I think you guys are going to really love this one. So, also the video is going to be up on our YouTube channel as well. So go to Self Helpless Podcast on YouTube. And I think that's it.
That about does it.
Oh, one more thing. Come to our live show November 30th, Hollywood
Thank you.
Improv Lab, 7:30.
Wait, is it the 30th? I thought it was the
28th. Oh, God, I'm stupid.
Taylor,
no,
you're out.
Okay.
You're not going to be there. Taylor won't be there, but we'll be there.
She's
Kelsey and I will be there.
My torch.
Taylor, you're out. Yeah, November 28th.
November 28th. I'm so sorry, everybody.
It's okay.
We'll
it's
just do
Monday.
Taylor's jokes and pretend she's there.
All right. Enjoy this episode, guys.
We could do a whole episode about
dicks. Could seriously
God.
Do one.
Yeah.
Please, if you've
I
got
mean,
things.
Is this how it starts?
Yeah.
You have to tell us now.
Mariner, do you
We're
go
gonna
okay.
We do a separate intro. Okay, so it. We'll just start talking. If you want to get
if you
right
have
into
any dick talk that you want to get off your chest,
Wait,
I'd be happy
really,
to hear
this
it.
This will make it in? Yes.
It yeah. might,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of like, who want? I love how I'm holding this like a dick.
I know, I was about to say.
I should hold dicks like this. No, I'm just like, I just want to hook up and get off, but I don't want to have to deal with a dick. And I don't know how to
oh,
like,
get a
compromise. Those. No,
vibrator?
I want someone else to get me off.
Oh, okay.
I go, like one of the
bye bye. But actually, I don't want to go bye bye. I want to hang out, and that's the problem because they need to get off. And so you're like, ah, I gotta deal with this dick. I want to get fingered, and then I want to hang out and eat food and have a feeling like I don't owe them anything, and then leave on my own volition.
Describing is the dream. Yeah,
and it's like someone who doesn't have a dick.
Yeah, you need like one of the Unsullied.
Yeah,
from Game of Thrones.
No, but one time I hooked up with a guy and he just fingered me, and then I went to sleep and I didn't even have to acknowledge his dick. And it was amazing. It was still like one of those hookups that I'm like, that was really great. Sometimes you just, if you don't love the person, a dick is hard sober, because I'm sober, to like really get behind.
You gotta be super into that person to do stuff with their dick, like cool stuff with their dick, you know? Like
I blew someone recently and was like, I didn't love him. I like him, and I think I would. He'd be fine hearing this. I don't love him, and because it'd be insane if I did, because it was the first time we hooked up.
Right.
And I was looking at his dick, and I was just like, you know what? This is something I want to say for someone I love, like marriage. You know, like I really do. Like I feel like it. It's not that I want to save it. I like did a good job, and it was fine. But it's like I just want to be. I'm better at it if I love you, and I want to do things I'm good at.
You're so more invested.
You're more invested, and it's more fun for you. I just don't want to do anything I don't want to do. Now in this Weinstein era, like it's like it's all about like the second I'm not into this, I'm like bye, I'm out. Like I just don't. I recently made out with someone, and then like the expectation was like the rest of the night we were going to be making out, but I made out and I go later on the night, I go, I'm done making out. We're not doing that anymore. Like, we're just going to hang out as friends. Yeah. And it was like, so much of my 20s was spent doing things like hooking up and being like, I'm obligated to do this.
Right.
Like,
owing.
Feeling obligated. Yeah. And it's not like, it wasn't rape. And it wasn't like, I felt like, when I left and dirty and, you know, I felt like I did something bad to myself, but it was a little bit like raping myself with them because they don't know that I'm not into it.
Right.
But I'm just saying, I don't have to do it. They would easily be like, okay, you don't have to, but I'm doing it. It feels like you're doing it to yourself. And so it felt like I just don't want to do that anymore. No more obligated hookups.
Yeah. Maybe you need a guy who just like uses a vibrator on you and then leaves your home.
Well, my therapist and I talked about it extensively yesterday because I was like, okay, so I just want to get fingered, but I don't want.
So this specific. Is so. Yeah,
my therapist just gave me this. She's amazing. So I was like, okay. She was like, so what do you want? And I was like, well, I really want to hook up, and I want to just get fingered, and then I want. But I don't want to like do any dick stuff because like hand jobs, I'm just like ugh. And she was like, a lot of men actually like hand jobs.
What? I've never met one.
I like giving hand jobs.
If I loved them.
Yeah, I'm good at like alternating. Like I don't want to use my mouth the whole time.
Yes, you.
But like I do have like this strong foosball wrist. Like I'm a Christian.
Oh my
I get in and I get
so
out.
Good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
That's so true. I bet you're good at them.
Yeah. At the end, she yells, "Go!"
I'm very nimble. I'm very nimble.
And your parents got you into it.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, but I always just feel like hand jobs guys are like, oh, I do it better myself. Like that kind of is the and they do.
Because they do,
right. But so I just don't want to do anything A that I'm not gonna be good at. And I don't feel like I'm good at hand jobs and blowjobs. I'm just like, whatever. And then but then there leaves there's not many options for guys to get off for me to be involved. Right? Like there's like hand job, blowjob, sex. That's it. And I always default to sex because I'm just like the other things are exhausting. And so it's just you just lay there. It's way easier. It has more stigma attached and your number goes up, but it's way easier than not having sex. But I don't want to have sex with this guy either. So I was telling her, I was like, I just want to get fingered. And she goes, it was such a funny, like, how we came to the conclusion. She was like, okay, so you want to get fingered. And what about mutual masturbation? What if you, and I was like, I don't think you're hearing me. I want to be fingered.
I don't want to do anything.
And she was like, well, what if you just told him that you really like to watch guys jerk off and you just wanted him to jerk off? And I was like, I don't want to have to lie. That's not something I'm into.
Like, you're like, do I still have to look at it? No.
And so she was like, well, you know, you could just tell him like he could just come on you. Like that could be an incentive for him if he gets to masturbate and then come on you. And I was like, okay, yeah, I could do that. Like, I don't mind if it like gets on. I totally don't care about cum is funny. I think it's like, I just think getting cum on is
a good laugh.
It's hot. Yeah. If you're coming too, it's like hot. Like it's good.
Right.
Yeah.
I can totally deal with that. If I don't love you or if I love you, same feelings about it. And so, I was like, okay, I could do that. And she was like, she was like listing all the places, and I was like, no, I get it. Yeah, you know, like you don't have to like tell me where all the places.
Bless her heart.
The small of your back, and I was like, don't.
I hate when people say this.
We know what the therapist is into.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
What a cool therapist. She's like, no, here are the cum zones.
Yeah. She goes, you can just say, just not my face. And I go, actually, don't mind the face. And she's like, or you can do the face. It's like, very fine.
Have you ever done any like lesbian stuff or thought about it?
No, thought about it a lot. And we actually talked about this in therapy too, is that she said, because I was like grossed out by men for a while and just like, By the way, this sounds like I'm a lesbian because I'm like, ugh, fucking dicks. I fucking love a dick, like right. when I'm in love. Like, right. There's nothing better. I watch straight porn. Like, I'm into it. I don't like lesbian porn. But she did say that, like, I have a really affectionate father, like an overly affectionate father, where it's not creepy, but it's just like, like get the fuck off. Like, my mom was not affectionate. My dad, like, always, like,
always hugging.
You're so beautiful. And she says women who have dads like that generally go are. She goes, I don't think being gay is a choice, but some girls are veered in that direction. If you have an overly affectionate father,
really? I have an overly affectionate father, and I'm always telling them like, I made out with this chick, and I totally would have like done more. I definitely like lean toward that a little bit.
That's
funny.
Yeah, but I've thought about it. I saw Tegan and Sarah the other night, and I was so into Tegan.
Yeah,
she was so funny, like funny in like a dude comic way. Yeah. Like she was giving her sister shit, and I was just like, she's fucking hot. So I would do it if it's like I could absolutely be into a girl, but I also don't want to deal with a pussy.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine.
Yeah. I just
it's all disgusting.
But here's the thing that I would say about that. Yeah, like the eating pussy. I don't like, there's no part of me that's like, yeah, that's what I want to ever do with my life. It's going to be a career. Once I do choose
it's a choice.
It's going to be a career.
Yeah.
But I remember Sabrina Jalees, who's a lesbian friend of mine. I remember when I was like, well, I couldn't just never eat pussy. And she goes, were you psyched to suck a dick
the first time?
And I was like, oh my God, that was a mind blowing moment for
me.
I was like, that's so true. Like you don't come out of the womb. Like, where can I get a dick? Like, it's not an innate thing that you want to put a dick in your mouth. It's all gross. But
that's true.
Then when you get into it, or into a person, you enjoy pleasuring them in whatever they want to do.
Right.
I just feel like a dick is like sucking on a finger, where like a vagina is like an open wound.
Yeah.
Like there's just stuff coming out of it. It's like I could lick up anybody's finger.
Right.
Really?
I totally finger right now.
Anybody's finger.
Yeah, but like if you have like an open scab on your arm,
it's an open orifice, and it's like probably like all wet and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like, it is an open gate.
Yeah.
It's a weeping wound.
Right.
I have a whole bit on stage. I'm talking about this forever about like being hesitant to do threesomes or go down a woman because it is like it's so much more of a gamble. Like there's so much more room for error with a pussy because it's just like we have to do more maintenance.
So
I feel like
to encounter a smelly one.
Yeah, because I think that I don't know that I could handle it because there's so. Also, you're inside of it.
Yeah,
dick is external.
Yes,
you have to be inside of it. I just feel like sensory.
You're gonna crawl in there like
a
goonie.
Yeah.
And there was a. There's no way that you would hook up with a girl with a stinky pussy. Like, you know, like, I think you would just get an indication that she wasn't like that. And if she knew she was going to be hooking up with, like, a couple or, like, you know, doing a three, like, she would probably, like, extra clean that day, too.
Yeah, you would hope.
Like, yeah.
Unless it was just, like, a rando hookup, the chances of a gross pussy are low. But if it is, you can kind of just, like, tell your guy to, like, you got to take this one for me.
Yeah,
you got
to
take one.
You get down there. But like you don't have to like there's always ways to
you get down there.
Like in the end, like you have to figure out the math of it. So in the end, my therapist and I were like, she was like, what if he fingers you and masturbates while he does it? And I was like, if he can do that, that is the solution. That is
Mary.
So she was like, present that. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to present that.
Make a PowerPoint.
We haven't even like done that, like for our second hookup to go to that, like, okay, I know we haven't done anything else, but here's something weird I'm into.
And this is only gonna be it. This is it for their whole relationship.
Where it will end until I love you.
That's so funny that fingering is the thing that is just like on the top of your list.
I love it.
It does nothing for me.
Really?
Oh, that's the only way that I can.
I just feel like it's so middle schoolish.
Really?
Like it's
that's the only way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gotta be like hard, fast pressure, circular motion.
Wait, that's
like,
what
it's
you're into?
Insane.
This is why we video
have to. I can't orgasm from penetration.
Do you use,
I have a giant vibrator. It's like the size
the
of
wand?
An arm. Yes.
The wand?
It's the size of an arm?
Isn't it amazing?
It's the greatest.
I'm the same way. Like, guys think they're going to kill me when they're, like, this thing where it's like,
I know.
Yeah. I want to wear like the best.
You're
is
trying
like,
to erase a mistake.
Yes, that's what your point is. Yeah. It's God's mistake. It was supposed to be a penis.
It was supposed to be a penis. Yeah.
That's what women are, is God's mistake.
This is the title of this episode, Nikki Glaser, God's mistake.
It's like, yeah, your clit is God's mistake and you are trying to erase it. But yeah, that's the way I need so much pressure and like but it is so different for everyone because when you start fucking someone new and you have to like teach them to be hard because my last boyfriend, the girl before him was just like a little like ding 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 like a little jingle bell.
Yeah.
And you just needed to do that and she's like, ah, and I'm like, no, you're gonna have to break mine.
Yeah.
Like, punch it.
Yeah.
And he, because you're always when you fuck someone new, I've realized you are fucking the last person they fuck more than you're fucking them. Like you're learning so much about the
so
girl.
True.
And that's why I'm sleeping with all my best girlfriend's boyfriends. I just want to get to know them better. I just, it's a roundabout way.
Who do you date then? Are you like on apps? Like, are you just being, okay.
I'm right now, like my boyfriend and I broke up, 2 months ago, and so I'm on, I met a guy on Bumble, and then I've been talking to other guys that were just like guys from my past, you know, like just ones that are easy to dredge
always
up.
Always in the stable.
Yes.
Yep.
Stable. Different.
You so keep them in the cloud.
I'm totally putting it out there for like more. Like I'm already starting to repeat my, like the other night I thought this one guy's story was his, it was not his story. And I was like, remember when you told me that thing? And he's like,
oh my,
you're dating too many people. And I was like, I know. Fuck. He let me slide on it, but it was embarrassing. It was really embarrassing.
How long were you in your last relationship?
4.5 years.
Oh,
but
wow.
Like,
so you're like getting that out of your system.
Yeah. And I'm talking to him again, too, to be honest. Like he lives overseas now because he got the fuck out of Dodge as soon as we broke up. It was the best thing ever. Because I told him I didn't want to get back together so we should have, I was like, It's kind of funny because it was very mutual, even though I felt going into it that I'm like, oh man, I'm breaking up with him and he's going to be upset. But then he goes, he was the one that was like, yeah, I feel like we broke up over the phone because we weren't going to see each other for a while. And we were both like, we're going to break up next time we see each other. What are we doing?
Yeah.
And that's what he said. He was like, I feel like if we were in person, we would be breaking up. And I'm like, yeah, I do as well. And he said, and I was like, I want to go no contact. I don't want to stay friends. I don't want, you know, like as much as I want to do that, like we'll get back together and I don't want to get back together. And he was like, I'll totally do that. I'll totally give you whatever you need, but we're not getting back together. And I was like, now I want to get back together. I was like, wait, what'd you say? I didn't talk to him for a couple months and then, or I guess a month and a little bit over a month. And then I broke down and was like, tried to hook up with him, which I knew that we were together nearly 5 years. Like I kind of like, I was on a plane and I was just like really horny and I was like, I just want to fuck him. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
And then I also reasoned, if I send it and don't hear anything back, like that would be weird. That's not even an option with him. I was like, the worst that could happen is that he gets us and is like, oh, poor Nikki. Like she's going through something. And he would just have sympathy for me. Like he would be like, she's having a hard time in the breakup. I know I'm not going to hook up with you, but he'd be gentle with, he wouldn't be like, what the fuck is this? You know?
Yeah.
So I was just like, either outcome, whatever. So I sent this like really fucking insane, like horny text that if I, after I send it, I go, if he's not turned on when he gets this, it will be rattling in a way that is so like, you know, like if he was at brunch with like a Tinder date, so any, if he had just jerked off and got it, he would just go, like if I was that like so sexual, like pornographic. And, so I sent it on like just being like, fuck it. And I sent it and I was like, what did I do? But he wrote back 12 hours later and I was like, or 11 hours later. And he wrote back like exactly what I would have wanted him to write instantly, which was just like something equally as hot back. And like, was like, I've missed you. And like all the things you want to hear. Like, totally.
Yeah.
But he goes, I'm in Abu Dhabi. It doesn't matter. I'm in Abu Dhabi. I took a job in Abu Dhabi, so I'm not going to be back until the new year. And I was like, oh my God. Like, so it made me feel good that he definitely responded, but like, it was because he was sleeping.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it's so good to like, I wish for everyone who goes through a breakup to like have the person move.
Oh yeah.
Or not be
or have no
known.
Social
or,
media presence
oh,
whatsoever.
Yeah, he doesn't have
that's
that either. He's
situation.
Not on anything and it's beautiful.
Same thing, dude. 4.5 year relationship. The guy took off, cannot find any of his social media. Thank
really?
You.
It's like he's dead.
Yeah, and I'm
great?
Just like, okay, I can't even creep on him if I want.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he ever have that stuff?
He did, but never was like a frequent user of it. But now he's just like nothing. I like,
wow.
Like, I don't know where he is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on. He could be living off the grid somewhere.
Yeah.
And have you been with your new boyfriend how long?
Like a year and 3 or 4 months.
Okay. You guys moved in together fast.
Yeah. After like 7 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, and how soon after that last boyfriend?
Oh, we broke up a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
it was, you had some time.
Yeah. I think we broke up when I was like 23 and I'm 27.
Off the grid, so
four years.
It's like
off the grid.
No
dude.
Idea where he is.
No, he probably has like a beard, and
he's
you know,
like building homes.
Building, yeah, exactly.
Just like, oh my god, my college
not that nice.
Boyfriend did that.
He's like, tearing him down. Yeah. He's in Honduras.
He's fucking lighting him on fire.
My college boyfriend that I thought I was gonna marry went off and like built orphanages in Africa after we broke up, and I was like,
wow.
What a dick move.
Yeah.
Like, are you serious?
Fuck you, man.
Yeah, and I like found out from his mom because he has like no Facebook. Like, it's just the worst.
Wow.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
God.
That's so inconsiderate.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, you need to be very Facebook present after a breakup, just
my
for the other person.
First kiss was a guy that like was like the hottest guy in the grade above me, but he was like kind of like a weirdo, and so no one really acknowledged his hotness, but I was so
into him. Like Christian Slater and Heathers?
You love Heathers.
I love Heathers. Definitely so hot, and so many girls were into him, but he wasn't like popular. He was like a rogue. Anyway, one night we were watching TV. It was my first kiss ever, and we were watching TV, and we had been hanging out a lot, and we were friends, and I thought he was into my other friend, and he was just like, we were watching Mitch Hedberg on Letterman. I remember it was the first time I saw Mitch Hedberg too, so it was like this really pivotal night. We were both like, oh my god, what the fuck is this guy? And then later on he was just like, so Nikki, I like you. And I was just like, oh my god, I like you too. We were just like across the living room. Aww. And I was like, yeah, I like you too. And he's like, so if I asked you on a date, like, you would go? And I was like, yeah, Andy. Like, we were like friends, and we were both like just watching TV, just having this conversation. Then he leapt across the room and like attacked my face, like just started making out on top of me, and I was just like, Andy, no, get off, no. And I like, and he was just like, and he ran. He was so embarrassed and sad.
Oh my
about
god,
how I
that
had
was
going.
Your first kiss?
First kiss, like raping.
Oh,
and so
man.
He ran into the kitchen and started slamming, like he was in his parents' kitchen, slamming drawers.
Ooh.
He was crazy.
Ooh.
Just banging around, like just
what?
Angry, like causing a stir. And I was literally just sitting in his dad's Barco lounger watching TV, just like, are you gonna drive me home? Like, what's going on in there? He was just like, let's go. And apparently,
ooh,
he was chugging vodka when he was in there.
Oh,
and I did
gosh.
Not know. And
Jesus.
He got in the car and we drove me home going so fast in these suburbs. Like, I remember,
oh,
I was like, you're so angry.
Oh my god.
And then I got out of the car and I put one foot out and he sped off. And like, I literally could have been run over. Luckily,
oh,
I just
my
am
god.
Like, I did it. But I remember just being like, fuck you, as he like pulled off. But that was my first kiss.
Jesus.
And now he's building toilets for people in Africa.
Oh,
and I'm
my
just like, of
god.
Course he is. But he
it's
also
so weird you don't like guys after something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, it is.
I was
yeah.
but that was I was like 16 and that
God.
I was
oh my
really already scared of boys, and then that was my first kiss and I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my
so
God.
That was
do it.
Yeah, that really does. At the time it was just funny because it was like Andy attacked my face, but now I'm just like, fuck you.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
scary.
What
fuck off
piece
me,
of
weirdo.
Shit.
Very
yeah.
scary.
Yikes.
Good Lord.
Damn it.
Oh my God. So like it hasn't been like a tough breakup for you. It's been like pretty
yeah, it's been pretty fun actually.
Okay,
and like
that's
there's been like there's been moments where I've been like, oh, I miss him so much. And but we're now we're talking and we're like, it feels good, but he's far away. So but we're talking about no specifics. Like, I don't know anything about what he's doing over there. We're just like, we're pretty much just sexting is all.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So I'm just getting, yeah, I'm just sending, making videos, sending videos. It's like a whole side. I'm like a YouTube star with one viewer. I'm just spending a lot of time on these videos. I'm like, I've got a plan for one today in my car.
That's great.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun because we're like really big sex perverts. So it's yeah. hard to fill that hole in your life.
Where, yeah.
You know, like when you have someone who you're such a freak with, like to go try to find a person to be a freak with, it takes a long time.
It's a long time.
It's just funny because you're a sex pervert, but yet what you want is like the most like fifth grade. Like, yeah. I want fingers and I want you to go. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't want to see your dick. I don't want you and your dick in me. Just fingers and that's it.
Like Abu Dhabi's dick. Yeah.
Right.
I only want his right now. Like, that's all I can, like, kind of think about. And, like, yeah, I don't know. The thing is, I overthink these things, but when I get in the moment and I'm horny, I want fucking all of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, but I'm always anticipating it and being like, I don't want a dick right now. Cause right now I don't want a dick, but if I was like, horny, I'd be like, put that fucking dick in me.
If you still drank, there would probably be like no even question.
It would be, you could always get to a place where you're like, yeah, let's do it. But now being sober, I'm like, I don't know if I'll get to that place.
Right.
Will he turn me on enough?
Right.
And I have to like plan for if he doesn't, what am I going to fucking do to get out of there? And the truth of the matter is I just go home. Like I just go, not into this. But and it's just, it's so much because it's like, you're supposed to not have sex with them too early because of whatever. But it's like sometimes I'm just like, fuck that rule. Who cares? I just want to have sex.
Right.
But then also your body sometimes plays a trick on you and you really do fall for someone that you have sex with. And it can't just be sex.
Yeah.
So I also don't trust that part of myself.
Well, isn't that why you wait? So you make sure that you like don't.
I feel like you make sure you wait so that they don't like toss you so that you trap them.
Oh, see, I feel like you wait. Yeah. So you
I feel bad saying that, but I feel like that is it. Like, there's so many guys that like.
I feel like I don't
want
to trap myself.
They'll never be your boyfriend if they're having sex with you. Why would they ever make this official if they can just they're getting what they want anyway?
Yeah.
So you use it as.
You've never waited as like, oh, I don't want to have sex with them because then I might like fall in love with them and then that would be bad.
Never.
Okay. All right.
No, it's always been just I want to get this guy to like be in a relationship with me. So I'm gonna wait. But guess what? That doesn't work either. If you fuck them and they tire of you, if they're that kind of guy, that type of guy that just a guy fucks you and is like, I'm not interested anymore, then them being your boyfriend in paper or whatever it is, isn't gonna change that either.
Yeah. Right.
Because one guy I was like, we're not fucking until you are my boyfriend. It's my new thing, and that's the rule. I was like, it's my new thing. I'm sorry that you came into my
life.
Came
at that time. Yeah.
Number one.
He's like, I want to fuck you so bad. I remember like he was like wearing stupid sweatpants because that's like all he wore. But he's like, look at my dick. I want to fuck you so bad. And I was just like, sorry, can't unless I'm your girlfriend. And you know you want me as like, I'd be a fucking great girlfriend to you, you fucking idiot. And I would just be like, just do like,
just
come
say
on,
it.
Just say it.
Yeah.
And it's so then words. I think he just did. And then we fucked and he like didn't. Like, he wasn't into it after that. He had no interest. And it wasn't, like, a bad time.
Yeah.
He was just, like, once he got what he couldn't have, did not want it anymore. And I was just, like, we're breaking up. And then I did that again with him 4 years later, thinking that he had changed and was, like, you know, you're in therapy now and you quit drinking.
Yeah.
And you know,
4 years is 4 years. That's a
four
definitely
years,
like
that's enough time.
Again, he's like, I want you so bad. Wearing the same
those damn sweatpants, man.
I
like sweatpants.
Sweatpants you
I like sweatpants on a dude.
Yeah.
It's so like on this dude, no one needs them.
Yeah, like
it's just only adding.
Yeah.
There's all these tricks and all these rules. Like, remember the book, The Rules, that like moms were reading when we were younger?
No.
Rules?
Oh my god.
Oh, this is perfect for
Oh my god, you guys are just aged out of it. Like I was
know.
Just like aware enough as a child to like remember this, but it was like
the rules.
These women wrote these rules of like But they've updated him now for the new millennium. But like before, it was like you're not allowed to call him for 5 days, and it's like don't it's all these
like Sex in the City type of stuff.
Yes, okay. But it was all like I want to like look
the game,
up some
but for because chicks?
Yeah, look them up. This
it's
is
just
great.
How to get a guy, and it's the rules for women.
Weird.
And they're very broad rules, and they're written by a bunch of broads. And, but I just the rules were like a big thing, but it's all this shit like of like. And I give my friends this advice too with guys of like, it's like, if they always let them be the last to text, there's never going to be a situation where a guy likes you less because you didn't respond to his text. He's only going to like you more. There's never a case where the guy's like, she's a fucking bitch because she didn't say one more good night.
Right.
Never.
That's
it's never going to get them to like you better.
But the reverse is
only,
true.
Right. The verse is like, oh, she's so clingy. She said good night twice. Yeah.
The reverse is true. It will only help you. Okay. Here we go. Here's the
I've always been a real eager beaver. I'm just
with
like,
the text.
Hi. Like, I am like, I'm so also, don't play hard again.
Yeah.
But it's worked for you because you were probably mature enough that you weren't going after guys who like don't like girls who are.
Yeah. I didn't like games. That's why Kane and I worked so quickly because it was just like he was too mature for games. He'd already been married, like he was done with games.
Yeah.
I was never into games, so it just was like there was no amount of like, well, he texted at this time, and so I guess I should wait till it was just like, no, we're calling, we're texting. There's no none of that shit.
And I think that I'm like been dating, and I feel like there are some guys who I know for a fact I gave my number to a guy on a I was on a flight from. It was New York to LA like 2 weeks ago, and there was a really hot flight attendant, like really hot. I sent a picture of him to my friend because he looked like Lin-Manuel Miranda. He looked like him, but like not balding or whatever. Like, is he balding kind of?
I don't know.
I think it's a little
bit guy, of the guy who wrote and starred in Hamilton.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's really hot. I'll show you a picture. And then he... I was just like watching him the whole flight. He was like young. I could tell he's younger than me and just kind of like just like a kind of stoner guy. But I was just like, he's hot. I could totally get into that. So during the flight, he was like trying to find me snacks because I'm vegan. I was just like being like a baby about it all and being like, I can't have this. And then he finally found me a banana, which was like the only snack. And then I didn't end up eating the banana, but I was like, I'm going to give him my number. I'm going to write it on the banana so that.
Oh, that's like,
oh my God, look at you.
So I wrote it on the banana.
Fucking smooth.
And I gave it to him on the way out. I was in first class and I was walking out. And so I had like all these people behind me. I was like, I got to do this swiftly. So I just was like, I want you to have this.
That is
I
so gave it to cute.
Him and he was like, oh, thanks. And then he didn't text me for 24 hours because he told me that he's in my phone as Kyle Banana because he said, let me see what he said. He said something about his friend.
Kyle Banana.
Oh, here's what he said. Most people would have transferred the number off the banana and onto their phone. I've been carrying this thing around for the last 2 days. And once the Brown started taking over your number, it was go time. Greatest response
that's
ever, right?
Fantastic.
I think
that's
we're
the rule.
Getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seals the deal.
I said, this is the greatest number on a banana response ever. And he said, damn, giving out bananas to everyone. Okay, this is where his stoner starts to show. Then he sends me a picture of him eating the banana. He's not that hot. Like, he doesn't look as hot as he is there.
But I can see it.
There's my number on.
You can see it around the banana.
That
banana.
Is so
boom.
Funny.
That's hilarious.
And so then we started chatting and stuff. And I go, this is what I said. I said, I thought you either didn't see my number or were married. These are things you convince yourself of when you don't hear from a guy you gave your number to on a banana. And he said, haha, social problems at their finest. I asked a friend who was obviously terrible about the situation, and he said there was a 24-hour rule. He said, I need this rule in writing. I've never heard of this rule. I said, I'll write it on an apple if it helps.
Yes.
And
that's
so
amazing.
He ended up being too young, and he was a stand-up comic. And,
ooh,
boy.
I was just
interesting.
I was like, did you Google me? Do you know what I do? And he was like, tried to pretend like he didn't know. I was just like, I'm not getting your joke. Just be honest. I don't care. Like, But
That's the games thing. I think the best thing is when you start seeing somebody, and then they just go like, I know I'm supposed to do this thing, but that's stupid. And you're like,
yeah.
Stupid.
Oh, so I much more charming.
Using the games as a way of
ice-breaking.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a great way to do it. Like, I feel like I've used, like, one of those lines in... I went to, with that same guy, the sweatpants guy, we went to go see Annie Hall. We had both never seen Annie Hall, and we went to go see it. And in that movie, they go on a date, and he's like, we should just make out right now, because we're going to kiss at the end of the day, and the whole date we're going to be thinking about kissing, so we should just go right now and get
it. I like that.
that shit. It's great. Yeah. That's awesome.
Great piece of advice from a bad person.
We just talked about this on our episode, the Me Too episode a few back, where we were like, it's so attractive when a guy's like, I'm going to kiss you now. Is that okay? And just like the open communication about it, not like the creepy, just like, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Not fucking attack your face guy, Andy. Yeah.
My best kiss ever was a combo of the two, and which I think is very hot. And I would suggest guys do it. It's like, we had a look in the street where it was just like, okay, I guess I'm going to call a cab. We were just standing there, you know, that awkward moment.
Yeah.
And this was my boyfriend of 5 years. And I swear to God, this kiss like kept me going for so long. We're, like, on Sixth Avenue, and like I was like, I'm gonna get a cab, and we just like kind of looked at each other, and he just grabbed my hand and was just like, or my like my wrist kind of, and was like, just like, get over here, and he just pulled me over.
Yeah.
I had to give in to it. Wasn't like a jerk, but it was just like, get over here, and then kiss, and it was just like, like, talking about now, I'm like, oh,
you get the next 5 years of my life.
So I think, it's a combo of the two. But, what were we saying before that? I forget.
The rules.
Yeah, but,
and
like, the kids
using the rules against it.
Oh, yeah. Like, saying, like, let's just get this over with. And so when we saw that movie at the end of the credits, like, I remember they started, and I was like, hey, let's do what he just said. I was like, we're just going to think about kissing this whole... We've never kissed. Let's just get it over with. Because we were, like, transitioning from friends to more, and I was like, let's get it over with. And it was good. It was a good, way to just get in there and do it. But, using the things of like, hey, I know I'm supposed to say it. Like, it's a flirty, fun way to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just like a text of like, hey, I couldn't think of anything cute to say to you, so how are you? I miss you. Like, I couldn't think of a cute way to get in here.
I love it.
Yeah. It was very sweet.
A guy recently that I was talking to and that I'm still talking to, I remember one day I was like, hey, what's up? What are you doing? He's like, just trying not to text you. And I'm like, don't try so hard.
Oh, no,
just
do it.
I never hear from you. Like, it would work.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, it's totally working. The fact that I haven't heard from you is why I'm texting
the
you.
The power struggle is so real with the text games.
It totally works.
Yeah, it's tough. I just like to get right to the point. It's like, listen, if it's date number three and I'm feeling it, I'm coming home with you. My boyfriend and I are like, listen, it was like date number three. We had a drink, and I'm like, what are you doing tonight? And it's like, I was just going to go back and go to bed. I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna come.
Yeah.
And that was it. I came back to the apartment, this apartment that we're sitting in. And did stuff. And then I can't remember if I spent the night or I was just like, I gotta get up early. I'll see you, next time. But
and
that was
it. You were like his boss at that point.
I was
just like, well, I'll be coming with you, inferior.
That is great.
I was my
boyfriend's boss too.
Oh, look at that, dude. Yeah,
it feels
great.
Good.
So good.
Yeah.
That is interesting. Yeah, like the other night I had been hanging out with this guy and I was going over to his place like late at night to like hang out because he was only in town for one night, and I go, I'm bringing my overnight stuff just so you know, like that's what's happening. And then we got there and it was the night that I was just like, I don't feel like we're gonna, I like we hadn't even kissed yet, but it was like on the table that we were going to, and I was just, we got too high and I was just like, I'm like getting a massive friend vibe right now and I'm really sorry. And I'm not, and I said, I swear to God, it's just right now. Like, I don't usually feel this way about you, but like, I don't want to hook up with you tonight. It's not going to happen. Can I platonically sleep in your bed? Cause I don't want to drive home. And he was like, sure. And so we just went to sleep.
That's so cool.
He had a CPAP machine and I had like noise canceling headphones and my like sleep mask. And we were like, good night. And it was a sleepover. I'm probably gay.
You're definitely,
is that what I'm around?
Yeah, you're a lesbian. That's fine. That's what people discover on our podcast. Everybody discovers they're lesbian.
Yeah, that's what we
and
bring
they're
out.
Usually attracted to me.
I mean, it's confusing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Have you guys ever hooked up with girls?
I've kissed a girl. I've kissed some girls and I've touched some boobs. Maybe I don't think I licked
while kissing girls.
I would lick a boob
individually.
Yeah. Yeah. I would lick a boob, but I did not lick that particular boob. Basically, okay. I was having sex with, I don't know why I'm getting quieter.
Make sure no one can hear you.
I was having sex with my boyfriend. Well, my friend was having sex with her boyfriend next to us.
Yeah.
And then we kissed, me and the girl.
Oh, wait, you guys were on the same, it wasn't like separate rooms.
Yeah.
So wait, your friend, why are you pointing to these different rooms?
Oh my God, yeah. I didn't know that. That's really intense.
I was trying to keep the look of my face.
That sounds amazing.
I was having sex with my boyfriend, she was having sex with her boyfriend. And then we just did a couple little kisses, and I think I grabbed her boob, and then the guys high-fived. I was like 18.
That is great.
You're a rock star.
I was 18. That was the farthest I've gone with the girl, was the boob. Squeeze.
Well, let me just say, I think the farthest you've gone is like having sex next to another couple having sex. That's like a crazy.
I know.
Not a lot of people do that stuff. That's so, I love it.
You're so cool. We never planned it. It just happened. We were all drunk one night. People were using different rooms to do stuff in. We kind of wandered into the room while they were doing it. And we're just like, should we just go on the floor? She's like, oh, just come out of the bed next to us. No big deal. And then that's how it happened.
Oh my God. That's so fun.
So it was not like a premeditated, you know, creepy right. foursome
that's
situation.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah,
I was
definitely
just
not.
Picturing you both just like disrobing.
Yeah. No, I didn't pencil it in. It was just like
so
a
creepy.
It happened, and now the girl loves Jesus. So yeah, I don't think any of that is. I think that may have turned her.
Is this something you would do with your boyfriend now?
No, probably not.
Yeah,
we're like not interested in the threesome thing.
Right.
I think I would get weird about, like, I think I'd get jealous, and then he would be very overwhelmed with two vaginas. I'm just speaking
for
him.
What about another dude? I'm into that.
Oh, my God. That would be a fucking dream. But, like, no boyfriend goes for that, though.
My boyfriend is so into it.
Like, cuckolding and stuff, right?
But he wouldn't know. It wouldn't be about, like, he doesn't like that stuff. I really like that. I like for my boyfriend to fuck other girls. Like, I'm into it. But he's never liked that. But we would talk a lot about him just being like, I'm gonna ask one of my friends to come and fuck you, and you're not gonna know who it's gonna be.
What?
And be blindfolded.
What?
And you're never gonna know. And
oh,
it's just
my
gonna
God.
Happen.
No.
You're just gonna get a random dick. And I'm like, hey, yeah.
What?
Just sign me up.
What?
Yes.
No. That is crazy shit.
This is turning me back to Jesus.
I need a fucking Bible myself. Like, where is it?
I know, we need some holy water up in this motherfucker.
And you're never gonna know? No, I think I added that. I would never want to know. Again, don't care about.
You're just gonna have someone burgle your vagina.
Just dick roulette.
I trust my boyfriend or my ex now, but I trust him so
God.
Much.
Okay,
he would never pick someone that I would be grossed out by or anything. Like he would pick like I could give him a list of his friends and be like,
oh, okay. It's a friend. It's not like, okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a rando he finds.
Not
on
some
the street.
Craigslist D.
No,
no. Okay,
that is like the exact opposite of what I feel most every other man, especially a boyfriend situation, would feel like, because I feel like that's your biggest fear is like, are you checking out my friend? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And your boyfriend's like,
when
I will send
up,
mine to fuck
he,
you.
He was like, please don't date any of my friends because they're scoundrels and they'll probably try to date you. Just please do me the decency of that. And I was like, I would never. So he's not into that. It's like, I think he just knows that I want to be like whored out a little bit. And like, but someone will have to force me to do it because I won't do it myself because it's like, scary and like, but I just kind of
need a pimp.
I think that's so weird. That's exactly what that is.
You're the middleman.
You have such specific needs. It's very
You have very specific needs.
Really,
from fingering to blindfold, who is it?
And I just like know what I'm into now. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I fucking want is like, but I can't picture myself doing that with any other guy at this juncture.
The blindfold, the guess who situation?
Yeah, the guess who.
Okay.
Yeah, like that's not something, but I feel like I'm at an age where I'm like, I just want to do some weird fucking shit and get some weird stories and like go to sex clubs and like, I I don't know what. But I just wanna be free and like do weird stuff.
Yeah.
You're like discovering yourself.
Yeah, I feel like I am.
Like
I feel
eat, like, pray, like, fuck.
Yeah. That's so
write a book.
True.
Yeah. So is it like varying from day to day? Like you wake up and it's like, I only want to be fingered today. And then the next day is like, I want so many dicks in me, all over my ears, my nostrils. Like it's just everything is different.
I watch a lot of gangbang porn, like where the girl's just being like every hole. Right?
Do you really?
Oh yeah. I love it. I love it.
I don't think I've ever watched a gangbang one. I watch like I watch like double penetration sometimes and that will like send my brain through the roof because it's just such a crazy thing to watch, but I don't think I've ever seen a gangbang one.
I
watch like young Mormon parents making out.
Yeah. By the way, Delaney's roommate is in the next room. I'm sure he's back there just like, oh my God.
Oh, Jeff.
Like, he's having the night of his life.
Hey, Jeff.
Oh dear. I did not know that there was a boy over there.
It's all right. He listens to the podcast, so he's going to hear it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting the live experience.
Come see us at the Hollywood Improv. November
28th. I watch gangbang porn. The thing I don't like about gangbang porn is the girl is not always having a great time. And I think a girl could have a great time in a gangbang. She can't even fucking enjoy a dick in both her holes down there because she's got one in her mouth and like balls on her nose.
Yeah. It's just too much going on.
Yeah.
Like, can't breathe.
She can't have fun here. This is not about her. I want a gangbang that's all about her. Where it's like she can breathe and talk and communicate and not have to do
stuff.
Yeah, like the guys are all just waiting to fuck appropriate holes, not this one.
I think a gangbang that's all about her is just like a makeover montage in a Disney movie. Where they're like doing Anne Hathaway's hair.
Totally. Like a bunch of people like working on her. That Giselle picture where she's holding the baby at her tit and has like hair and makeup and everything. And just, like,
I'd rather have that than a gangbang. Oh, I just want somebody to like play with my hair.
I think I would get in a gangbang situation and just be like, you leave, get the fuck out of it. Like, I think I would be gross.
You treat it like you're on The Bachelor.
The rose ceremony with dicks.
But I just, there's something about just being defiled and like, there's something, I really want to be, defiled and like I just want to be whored out. I just want to be a filthy whore where people just go like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I love it.
Part of it is other people going, what the hell?
You know, like the thing is like I know I'm not like a depraved whore, but I just want to be able to like I could probably be a bigger whore than anyone. And I think that it's something I'm good at.
It's like you have it within you.
Yes. I would be great at porn. And I'm not.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you just.
Because I can't. Because then.
Transition.
You can't do both. You can't. Like, I was thinking about it. I was like, maybe I'll make some amateur porn, like, with this, you know, Abu Dhabi when he gets back.
Would getting paid ruin it for you? Or?
No, I would just want to do it and, like, release it and not like and wear a mask or something.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my friend Lizzie today about it. She was like, people just know your body language though. They'd know it was you. And I'm like, no one would ever think that I would do porn
just
except
don't,
that
like,
I
hold
just talked
mic.
About it. Right. Yeah, don't hold a mic.
Why
make any jokes.
That dick like a mic?
Yeah. Don't joke or anything. But yeah, I think that I think I love porn stars. I think they're like really cool.
Yeah. I thought about stripping.
You have?
Yeah. Like, there's just fleeting moments where I've been like, that would be such a, like, a quick way to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I wouldn't have to deal with actually, like, touching anybody. It would just be you getting to, like,
but then
be
you
Beyonce.
To because you have to do
dances
lap
and
dances.
Stuff. I would
the
never,
champagne room.
Yeah. Ugh. I know I would never actually ever do that. But it's just a thought, like, in
dancer?
Another. Yeah.
See, that's the thing that I couldn't do. That
I know.
The dancing would
in another life. If
the
I had more,
the scary part.
I don't even like dancing with clothes on, so I feel like I just wouldn't be good at the dance and half
that's the
naked
thing. Like I would never do it because of the dancing, but I think I could just like get naked on stage and like stand there.
I would be into that.
They want you to like move and have rhythm. So
you just be with your arms out, like money, please.
Yeah. Like, is this enough? Yeah. Just walking around.
I feel like flats. If you were a stripper,
like I want to be comfortable.
Like American Eagle flip flops.
Yeah.
Is this okay?
That's just doing it for
Kelsey,
you.
I feel like if you were a stripper, the people at the club would be like, you have to wear like pigtails and you have to wear this American flag. Like, I feel like they'd make you like the girl next door stripper.
No, but you could also be, you could play so many roles for weirdos.
Yeah. Ugh.
Asian. You'll never
and
be
I couldn't
Asian.
Be Asian. Oh my gosh. I couldn't do.
You got options though. It's nice to know we have options. Yes.
Yeah. It's there's so a lot much. For us to do until a certain age.
Yeah.
And then it really drops off.
And then it's a tragedy.
It's real inspiring.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, this can maybe transition into one of
like talk about anything.
I know.
Guess is about.
Hey, this is so
sex
perfect.
Stuff is very.
I
much
think
so
it's very helpful.
Okay, good. Yeah. It is.
We know that you love ASMR stuff.
Yes.
And ASMR stuff personally. Like makes me horny, and so I don't
it
know.
Does?
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Like,
that.
Wait, yeah. There's some that is kind of horny-ish geared towards that. What kind are you watching?
I think. Well, I don't watch that many of the videos. I was telling Taylor, I feel like I pick it apart too much as a comic because the one she sent us was like
it's like a haircut,
a girl pretending to be at. You
that's
know,
the
like
funniest part.
A hair salon reception. So she's like,
"Bad at it."
Hi, welcome to the hair salon. And I'm just picturing like
views. I think she's doing something
so,
right.
Yeah,
I don't know what this is. Can you guys explain what the fuck ASMR is?
Listeners,
because yeah, I don't
so
know what it
auto-sensory
is.
Auto-sensory meridian response.
Yeah.
So it is. Usually you start you felt it like in your life as a child. Like I have distinct memories of feeling like this insane pleasure of like in my brain where it's like just feels like they call it tingles, like feels like you're like it feels
you're
like
buzzing.
Numbing on buzzing. Yeah.
Like
and
God
usually,
is vibrating you.
Yeah, like but it's not
but
sexual.
It's in like
it
your just, head and spine. It's not
yeah,
like
it just
your
feels like you're just like, oh my God. Like you know, like how a dog feels when you scratch them and they're just
yes.
like
yes.
Okay.
And so it feels naughty because it does feel so good. So the times that I experienced it were always with women because I like women's soft-spoken voices. So I would two parts that stand out to me in my childhood was like one time on Angela Reed's bed in second grade. We were reading a princess book. We were reading some book, and she was turning the pages and reading it. And I was just like, I want to live like this forever. Like, this is the best feeling. Like, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. And I felt gay because it felt like I was in bed.
Yeah.
Like, everything about it felt gay. So I just was like, that's a bad feeling, whatever that was.
Yeah.
But I want it again. And then another time was like my best friend's mom was like volunteering in our classroom and was helping us with math homework. And she had like a charm bracelet that was like clanking against the desk softly as she was writing like over my shoulder. And she was like, then you carry the four. And then you, and I was just like,
oh yeah.
And so I really, so those, but then I found it. I stumbled upon the community and realized it was a thing because I was just like getting into massage videos for some reason. Like I really, like if my
what?
Foot hurt,
yes.
one, and if I wanted a foot massage, I would just watch a foot massage video because I'd be like, oh, I want it. And then I started realizing that a lot of them, I was just enjoying massage videos about with any body part. And then I realized a lot of them were like ASMR massage. I'm like, what is ASMR? And then I was like, whoa.
Rabbit hole.
Yeah. Yeah. So I saw it in a comment where I was watching, it was like an instructional video on how to give a hand massage. And I was just like, and then I saw someone say this is really ASMR-y, like in the in the comments. And I was like, what is that? And I like Googled it.
It is funny.
You go
like,
get
we all stumble upon it, like what it is.
I have never
so weird.
I've never
nobody
heard
talks
of it.
About
yeah,
it.
No one talks about
never
it.
Heard of it.
But
so many, I feel like almost everybody.
What?
People.
So instead of going out,
you
get a real massage?
ASMRs.
Yeah.
So you won't go out and get a real massage? You'll stay home?
This was like when I was like poor living in New York. I would just like,
okay.
I still watch that. Like if I have a hip problem that I just want to get at, I like to watch people getting it done, like right in the spot.
Yes.
Like, it makes me feel better.
Just picturing it is satisfying right now.
Yeah.
I remember like probably first grade and having a slumber party, one of those first slumber party experiences where you do the hair braiding chain. And just feeling like, again, kind of that guilty lesbian feeling of like, I never want this friend to stop touching my hair. Like I want her to touch my hair forever because I felt like I was melting. Like I just was like melting into a puddle of pure bliss. And that's still that, like going to a doctor's office and having a doctor be like, so tell me what's wrong. Like individual focused attention like that as they're like touching your lymph nodes. I'm just like,
okay,
like, it's the
that's
best.
That's a big trigger for people. That one isn't so much for me with like the individual, but like that is the one of, I think the hugest subcategories of ASMR is like, he's like, welcome to the salon. What now? What kind of
that's my shit right there.
Wow. Yes. I had no idea. I have definitely had the whole like when somebody's braiding your hair experience as a kid or whatever. But
not the soft talking or
something. No, when you sent me the soft talking about like the girl in the salon, I was like, what the
fuck? But the thing is, that makes me say what the fuck too. Because that's not a trigger for me. For me, I like Like massage videos are good, but most of the ones I watch are women flipping through magazines, just like commenting on things with a soft spoken voice, just kind of being like,
"Wow,
this is on sale for $17.99." And
weird,
it's kind of cute.
Like, I think that's weird.
I don't want them to pretend that I'm there. I kind of just want to overhear, like almost like a podcast of them just like doing something mundane.
Wow,
or eating. I really like listening to people eating. That is fucking
really?
Weird. That's weird. Yeah.
Wait, do you like? Is this before you go to sleep? Is it like when you're getting ready in the morning?
Sometimes
when do you listen
like
to this?
When I'm hungry, like if I'm just like in one of those moods where I like I could just eat forever, where I'm like could binge, I just instead will like eat till I'm full and try to watch a video and like watch other people eat. So like it's so
interesting.
I like really love it. I realized it when I was on a plane once and this girl was eating Sun Chips next to me and I was just the whole plane just like, oh my god, like the way she crunched was perfect. It was so good.
I didn't know they make videos where someone's just like eating a bunch of Taco
Bell.
Tons
of them.
Crazy.
Does it help you feel like fuller faster or anything like that?
No, there's okay. no dietary like
it's
help
just relaxing. It's relaxing. Just
helps me sleep.
Wow. Yeah, the salon one was interesting. I was like, why don't I just go get a real haircut? Like, that's what my thought was like, oh, this is like a lady pretending.
Because you know what? It's like porn. It's like it's what porn does for real sex. It's like these people are catering to triggering this feeling in you, this orgasm, brain orgasm. Mm-hmm. And so, one of my favorite ASMR artists. Because I have a whole like separate YouTube like thing just for those videos because I don't want to show a video to my friends and have it be like pop up whatever weird ASMR thing I was watching before I went to bed. one of them just was like, I'm happy to announce that I quit my job and I'm just doing this for a living now. Cause you can they have millions of views. You can make money doing this.
Wow.
It's like porn.
There are girls who have full on like green screens.
Oh yeah.
They role play and they're like, I'm doing makeup.
I met the biggest celebrity of ASMR when I was in Sacramento.
Oh,
she came to my show.
Is that blonde girl?
Maria. Yeah. She came to my show and someone was like, Maria, on Twitter was like, oh my God, Queen of ASMR is at your show. And I was like, what the fuck? What's Maria's at my show? And they were like, go to her Instagram. And I didn't follow her on Instagram because she's not my favorite ASMR artist, but she was the one that was like, she's everyone's favorite. She is like, makes a good living off doing these videos.
Whoa.
And she came to my show. Yes, she's Russian.
Yep.
And yeah, that's her.
Oh,
she's got a good one about fitting someone for a suit.
Yes.
What? You guys are blowing my mind.
Yeah,
I just,
it's, crazy.
It's like this thing I never heard of. It's like right under my nose.
Videos also get the feeling. So they like, they know what to, but they also make videos for people with different triggers. Like if I were to make like a video that was like, welcome to my salon, like I wouldn't know but like they're just like trying to cater to different needs. So there's all these different channels that they have. Like, there's some that are unintentional, some that are intentional. Whisper, soft spoken. I don't like people whispering. I think it just like makes it sound like tense.
Creepy.
Yeah. Your dad's home. You know, like scary. Like it reminds me of just being like scared.
But your dad told me he knows you're gay.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Oh my God.
So everybody can experience this feeling or only some people can experience
it? No, it's not like squirting. Not everyone can do it.
So not everybody can. So you can watch these videos and there's nothing for you.
Yeah. Like if you have you probably don't have ASMR because I think a lot of people experience like a good feeling when people touch their hair, but it's like different. Because I have like multiple moments in my life where this feeling like came over me and it was like,
really?
It was just like, oh my God, pinnacle moments that I'll never forget. Like,
wow.
Several more.
Is it, I think it's Parker Posey who talked about it maybe on Conan, how she will opt
Molly
for the.
Shannon.
Oh, yes.
And I know Molly Shannon done on Conan.
Parker Posey might also said it, where she will opt for the pat down at TSA rather than going through the scanner because it feels so good to have people do like the back of their hand, like scan down their body. And it's the same thing with me where I won't opt for it, but when I've had it done, I'm like enjoying every minute of it.
Really?
Like,
so interesting.
Just like stroking you and like examining you. It's just.
Yes.
I love it.
Interesting.
God, I feel like I'm finding out that like that whole tickling fetish is a thing. Like this is like whole discovery that happened this like last couple years.
That was based on that tickling movie and it was one person making those videos and they were making them for them.
It was
one person was paying thousands, millions of dollars.
Yeah.
He's a trust fund kid.
Yeah.
I think that was the story, right?
Yeah,
was there a bigger community or with like once that guy died, that was it?
I've seen a couple tickling videos because some of the porn I watch is like girls tied up, and part of it is like, I just like, I like this one kind where it's like orgasm torture, where you're just like, a guy is like fingering you and like using that wand on you until you have like orgasms where you're like, stop it! And it won't stop. I love it.
Oh my
so
God.
A lot of those have tickling involved. And I'm like, I wonder if that's a fetish, because I always zip past the tickling. I'm like, I don't want to see a girl tickle.
Yeah.
But, But that whole tickling thing that with that movie Tickled, was one guy.
Ew, weird.
Funding a whole fucking genre for himself.
That is so
weird. God, that documentary is
that
weird.
That was such a weird documentary. So it's right? That community has died down now. That guy is kind of gone.
Probably people are into it because there's people that are into literally everything. So that seems like a pretty generic one that people are into. Yeah. But
I'm sure that documentary, in addition to like creeping people out, also made some people inspired. Go like,
that's me too.
The ASMR thing, how often are you guys watching or listening to
every
this
day
stuff?
Multiple times
every day.
Real, I don't do it that much because I don't want it to wear off. I feel like if if I watch it too much, I start to desensitize.
Do you listen or watch or both, or like how do you like to?
I do both too.
Like, yeah, I mainly, I have an app, I have a like a YouTube kind of app thing where you can play the video and do other apps.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll just play in the background, just the audio of it.
Good.
So I do that sometimes. But there's some, like, if a magazine, I'll want to, like, watch along. But, I generally just, like, close my eyes and I'm out. And I don't get tingles anymore. Like, it's done for me. But it's still relaxing.
Just so rubbed raw.
I have erased
the clit.
Yeah.
So tingles.
How far into the video do you start to feel something? Does it take a while?
I feel like it's right away.
Right away you feel it?
It's gone for me, like I said. But when I have experienced it, it's like right away.
Okay. Yeah. So as like an ASMR noob, which one should I watch if like my best shot at feeling something, who should I watch?
You gotta like just like look around at different kinds of ASMR videos. Like just Google ASMR, then go to the top ones, and it'll scan like a bunch of different genres, so you can just check out what you're into. But there's so much.
Yeah.
If you can just pull any memory of like something that made you feel soothing.
Yeah.
Whatever that was, type it in.
Okay.
There's a British lady that does.
No, you can,
but I would get comfortable. I would like lay down. There's a British lady who does some where she's just like showing you her makeup and stuff.
I was just going to say,
that's my favorite.
Yeah, do you ever get the tingles if you're getting hair and makeup done for a TV show?
I do like the hair thing. Okay. Anybody who's like playing with my hair, brushing it.
Does them talking to you do anything?
Like I don't think so. I'd rather them not talk and just touch my head.
When we were in Sephora and I was like putting highlighter on you and explaining to you how the highlighter works and stuff, does that do anything, or are you just like dead inside?
In the end, it made me feel good. But yeah, I think maybe the physical touching.
I have a video I'll send you. A hair one that I was into that you might be into.
Okay.
But you also might really be like, not into it, and you'll know right away.
Perfect. Yeah. Wow. This is good news.
I have makeup tutorials playing in the background almost all day, every day, no matter where I am. Like, especially on the road when I'm feeling just like I need to establish a new temporary home for myself. Oh, thank you, love. But it's just, I think there's also a very satisfying thing to watch somebody completely barefaced transform their face into something totally different. And then like they speak really softly and in kind of a soothing way as they do it. It's very satisfying to your eyes and your ears. It's just like, I like it.
Interesting that you have it playing all the time and you'll just check in on it.
Yeah. Sometimes it's ones I've seen before and I'll just like be eating or working, but I like the sound of it.
Yeah, then you have a total ASMR, because if they're ones you've seen before, you're not learning anything new.
No, it's just I like, it calms me down.
Wonder if I like the food ones.
You might.
I wonder. I'm a big food
guy. There's a lot of,
so I feel like
food guy.
Yeah, if you're into like eating and like overeating and shit like that, and have eating disorders in your past, then the food ones can definitely be really good, because you're just watching someone else binge. There is one tiny Asian girl who eats an entire gigantic four-tiered cake in one sitting.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's
what?
Nuts. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
I'm always watching for it to be edited, and I watch to see if she goes and throws up, and she's like, and everyone in the comments is like, stop calling her bulimic, and it's like, she clearly has an eating disorder because she just ate an entire cake, but she's just eating it, and she's not talking about what she's doing. She's just like eating this cake. I'll give it to you guys right now.
Oh, my God.
But I have to leave soon, so can we?
I know.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Is there any, like,
should we do hashtag gone and then
Or just
we can, should we just end?
Yeah. I have like 5 minutes. I just wanted to give you guys a warning.
Plug your we're gonna plug all your socials in the intro, but plug your socials again and anything else you want people to.
And at Nikki Glaser, NikkiGlaser.com, and I'm gonna be, I don't know when this is airing, but
probably
I'm
probably like mid-November, early November.
I'm gonna be in Chicago November 16th through the 18th.
Okay.
The Improv at Schaumburg. So that's awesome. Where you can see me. Boom. Yes.
Go see Nikki. I'm at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, and KelseyCook.com for tour dates. I think by the time this comes out, I'll be with Jim Norton in Sacramento and San Francisco the weekend of Thanksgiving. So if you go to KelseyCook.com, you can get tickets.
T-Tom Comedy on Instagram, at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter, and TTomComedy.com for tour dates. I know off the top of my head. Just go to my website. I think it's either the second or the third week of November that I'm headlining the Funny Bone in Columbus. And then I'm at...
Nice. I love that club.
I haven't been there yet. I'm excited. And then I'm at Denver Comedy Works first week of December headlining.
Yeah.
Sweet. At Delaney Fisher and DelaneyFisher.com. That's it for me.
I know. You're so simple.
Delaney Fisher. One and only. Well, with my spelling. One and only. With my spelling, at least.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
this
Nikki.
This was so fun.
This was
so good.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.